Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So this morning, I was watching a tutorial on how to run a particular type of Facebook ad campaign. And so the guy is walking through the structure of the campaign and the framework and the steps to take. But before he gets into the details, he goes, look, I'm going to give you a really simple process that you can follow, but I'm going to warn you, you're going to try to make this more complicated than it needs to be. Okay, you're going to try to add steps. You're going to try to add layers of complexity that really don't need to be there. And you're going to ask questions that you really don't need to ask right now. So that's my warning. If you follow the steps I'm about to show you, with a little bit of trial and error and persistence, you can make it work. But if you try to make it more complicated than it needs to be, it's never going to work. Okay, later on the same day, that's this afternoon, I'm on a call with a prospect and we're talking about his business and his challenges and how to go forward, how to grow. And after I heard him out and I heard about some of the struggles he's having and where he's at with his business, I said, look, it's pretty clear to me that you should be doing 1, 2, and 3. You know, this is where your focus should lie. And he goes, wow, I don't know how I didn't see that for myself. I mean, that makes perfect sense. But I keep trying to overcomplicate things. I keep adding things to the process that don't need to be there. And it's like I just keep getting in my own way. And I said, join the club. That's who we are. That's what we do. We get in our own way. We add layers of complexity to everything we do. We're always asking ourselves, how can I make this more complicated? We're not saying it in those terms. We come from a place of optimization. We come from a place of how can I make this better? But in answering that question, trying to make things better, we end up making them more complicated than they need to be and more complex than they need to be. And what happens is we get in our own way and we get stuck. And then when the thing doesn't work, we say, oh, well, that kind of Facebook ad campaign doesn't work, or that kind of LinkedIn campaign doesn't work, or this kind of content doesn't work, or these kinds of emails don't work. Whereas they absolutely do work because other people are doing them and they're using them with success. The thing is, you made it more complicated than it needed to be. And so you weren't able to get to a place where it was working yet because you get stuck on some unnecessary, unneeded complexity or complication or problem or question. So, you know, I think a lot of times the path is really, really obvious. Like the things that you need to do are really, really, really obvious, but it's hard to see the picture when you're in it. Okay, it's hard to see the picture when you're on the inside. So a lot of times you just need somebody to step back and to take a good hard look at your business and what you're up to and tell you where you should be spending your time, where your problems are, and where you should focus. So if you've got a coach, obviously that's where a coach is really valuable. If you have a mentor, that can work really well too. If you've got a mastermind group, that's a great way to do this. In lieu of all that, if you don't have a coach or a mentor or a mastermind, I would say go out and find one of the above. For sure, whether it's a paid engagement or not, find somebody who can give you that kind of feedback. But short of that, practice the art of removing yourself from the business and looking at it from an arm's length point of view, right? Try to step out of your business. And, you know, apparently, I know this sounds kind of weird and hokey, but psychologists do say that talking to yourself in the third person is actually very helpful. But it does help you remove yourself from the situation and be able to look at things more objectively. So talk to yourself in the third person. Talk to your business as if you're not the person running it, as if you're an outsider who's looking at it with a clear head and a clear perspective. And make, you know, a cold, hard assessment of what's working and what's not working. And ask yourself, if I was my own coach, if I was my own mentor, if I was part of a mastermind group and somebody had the same set of problems that I have and the same struggles that I have, what would I tell them to do? And I'll tell you, I think 9 times out of 10, you're going to have the right answer. It's going to be pretty obvious. But despite that realization, you're going to make things more complicated than they need to be. You're going to ask questions that don't need to be asked right now, and you're going to get in your own way because of some second or third or fourth level consequence that you really shouldn't be worrying about right now. So what I want you to do is make that assessment. Step out of your business. Talk to yourself in the third person, right? Take a good hard look at your business. Ask yourself where you're at and what you should be focusing on going forward, and then go and do that. Go through those steps. Don't make it complicated. Don't ask too many questions. Don't try to make it perfect. It's never going to be perfect. Do the simple things that you would advise somebody else to do in your shoes and stick through it. And then when things work, when they start, you know, getting some results, when you start getting some traction in that thing, whatever you're doing, then you can optimize. Then you can make it more complicated. Then you can make it better. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.